The Lebanese Committee for Solidarity with Yemen held its first protest in downtown Beirut in front of the United Nations headquarters. Protesters raised banners and shouted slogans denouncing the Saudi aggression against Yemen. Hezbollah representative told Press TV that the declared ceasefire will be the beginning of a series of victories for the Yemeni people.
We are here to tell this international institution that the Yemeni people are an oppressed people who are facing a brutal aggression, and the United Nations should move to stop this crime and send humanitarian aid to the Yemeni people as soon as possible. We believe in the Yemeni people, and they will fight till the end and will be victorious.
Experts believe the continuation of the Saudi strikes against civilians proves that the Saudis have failed to weaken the Yemeni resolve.
The continuation of the aggression is a proof of their failure. The mass destruction that has taken place and the destruction of the infrastructure and civilian areas show that they have not achieved any of their objectives. We assure you our people are steadfast in their resistance, and we will fight till victory is ours.
Yemenis in Lebanon also took part in the protest to tell the world that they will not succumb to the Saudi aggressive policies.
We tell the U.S. and Saudi Arabia that we'll not back down, whether in Lebanon or all over the world. We'll call for sovereignty and freedom. All we want is freedom from Saudi dictates.
Lebanese and Palestinians express sympathy for Yemenis under the Saudi attacks, as they say they have also suffered atrocities, which are committed against them by Israel.
As a Palestinian who is in solidarity with Yemen, I would have hoped that the Saudis use their decisive storms to liberate Palestine and Al-Quds. Unfortunately, what's happening in Sada reminds us of Gaza. The Yemenis are an Arab and Muslim people who have stood for Palestine. This is the least we can do for Yemen.
They have the same mentality, they have the same behavior, they have the same way of killing and brutality. That's why they are demolishing everything in Yemen. If they are Islam, this is nothing to Islam. If they are Arabs, this is nothing to Arabs' history. If they are human, this is nothing to humanity. So what is this? It is only brutality and it is only massacres.
Lebanese people have held a pro-Yemen demonstration facing the United Nations headquarters in Beirut to make the international community hear their voices. Now, these people have a thorough understanding of what's going on in Yemen since they have witnessed Israeli wars, which bear similarity to the Saudi aggression on Yemen, a similarity which international human rights bodies have acknowledged. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.